Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about selecting replacement beef heifers. Hello, I'm Amy Taylor Myers, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Kobe Rutherford, Mississippi State University Extension Associate. Kobe, why is properly selecting replacement beef heifers an important practice?
Well, Amy, every year a producer is going to cull 10 to 15% of their cow herd, and replacement heifers that are either selected on the farm or purchased are an important part in maintaining the numbers that a producer needs to remain profitable on his or her operation.
Now, what should producers look for when selecting replacement beef heifers?
Well, the first thing I think about is if you're going to have to buy heifers to bring into your operation. And when I think about buying heifers, I want to buy a heifer that's going to maintain the uniformity of my herd. So we talk about a lot in extension how important a uniform cow herd is, especially for feeder calf marketing, because we can mate those cows to one bull and have a consistent calf crop in turn. So if you have to buy heifers, you want to buy heifers that are going to fit into your system and keep your herd as uniform as possible. Now, if you have the facilities and you have the ability to retain your own replacement heifers, sometimes that's your best bet. The heifers on your farm are already adapted to your environment and your management scenarios. So a lot of times, if you have the facilities and ways to manage those heifers separately, keeping your own replacements is a better deal. Now, when you go to look for a heifer to keep out of your calf crop, there are different things that I always consider, and the first is the conformation of that heifer. I look for heifers first that are structurally sound and that can move freely and easily, and that will in turn keep us a heifer that will have a lot of longevity, that'll stay in the herd longer. So I look for that. I also look at feed conformation to make sure they have a good solid foot, because feet really are their foundation. The next thing I look at when I'm selecting replacement heifers is their own performance. In my calving season, I think that ideally I'll have a 90-day calving season in my calf crop. So I'm going to give benefit of the doubt to those calves that were born early in the year to be the highest performing calves, the calves that are the heaviest at weaning. But I'll also consider that calf that may have been born late in the season may have similar performance as one born early. So we can adjust those weaning weights to a 205-day weight and get everybody on the same playing field. And that'll also help with our decision. The last thing I'm going to look for when I'm selecting heifers is disposition, and I think that that's very important. You know, if you have a flighty heifer, when you wean her, chances are she's going to be flighty and aggressive her entire life. So really, as producers, we don't have room for those on our operations, and we need to let those go before they create a bigger problem.
That all makes a lot of sense. Now, what are some tips for developing good heifers?
Well, we know that a heifer should calve for the first time at 2 years of age. So we want to get those heifers to be breeding weight and cycling well when they're between 13 and 15 months of age. And that'll in turn that when we put the bulls out or AIM, we know that if those heifers are cycling, they have a much higher chance of getting bred early in the calving season. And that's important. When we talk about getting those first calf heifers bred back for their second calf, we know that those cattle that calve early, they'll have extra time to get bred back. So that's important. Some things we can think about, we need to start with the end in mind when we are developing our replacement heifers. Determine our target breeding weight, and then figure out where we're at today, and figure what the average daily gain should be for those heifers during that time period. So then we can adjust our diets and make rations specific for our heifers' needs.
And there is a lot of information that the MSU Extension Service has at its disposal for producers who want to work on this or improve their replacement heifers. Where can we go for more information?
We have a lot of information, like you said, about replacement heifers. The best place to go for any information is our new Extension website, and that is extension.msstate.edu/beef, and you'll find everything you need there to have a successful heifer development program.
Today we've been speaking with Kobe Rutherford, Extension Associate. I'm Amy Taylor Myers, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.